Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're just about to begin our descent into Marseille. We expect to be on the ground in a little over 20 minutes. I hope you enjoy the rest of your flight.
You know what's weird?
What?
That Derby County don't have a Derby within their county, but they're called Derby County.
Oh, I took my headphones out for that.
Well, that's weird though, isn't it? Basically, every club has a Derby within their county apart from the side called Derby County.
Yes, but when you nudge me and say, you know what's weird, whilst I'm sleeping, I want the next words out of your mouth to be, the wing is on fire, or, oh fuck, look, a mountain.
But you want there to be a mountain?
No, I just want you to wake me for emergencies only, not general thoughts about the geographical rivalries of teams in the championship.
Fair enough.
But you're from Falkirk. There's no rivalry in Falkirk.
Alloa?
Hello.
No, Alloa Athletic.
You made that up.
Stenhouse Muir?
Wait, is that one of those Pro Evo teams where they don't have the licence?
I'll put your fucking headphones back in.
Yeah, with pleasure.
You should be excited. We're going to get your man.
Don't.
What?
Don't call him my man.
But he is. He's your chosen one, your soulmate, your bum chum.
Look, I'm worried.
Well, because the wing is on fire, or because he doesn't speak English?
He's not comfortable speaking English. That doesn't mean he doesn't speak English.
Ah, you're right. I'm not comfortable flying planes, but let me just see what I can do in the cockpit.
Hey, you're supposed to be supporting me here, not threatening to hijack a plane.
Hey, look, what's that thing pundits always say?
He doesn't know the league.
No.
He doesn't know his best 11.
No, not that one either.
Well, what would he?
Football is a universal language.
Oh, that one.
Fans will hate it, but hey, what can you do?
Why will they hate it? I've handpicked a highly regarded, highly experienced continental manager with a vision and a style from a top European club. What more do they want?
Damn Watson.
Christ's sake.
Failing that, someone who speaks English.
What happened to the universal language of football?
Patrick, I'm just saying, brace yourself when they universally tell him to fuck off to whichever universe he came from.
Okay. Let's think, though. Let me present you an image of the past that is so incomprehensible it sounds more like a bizarre dystopian future.
Right, let's see it.
Well, once upon a time, Southampton fans were furious that Nigel Adkins had been replaced by Maurizio Pochettino.
Wow.
See? Moral of the story is something different can be something better. And they all lived happily ever after. Except Southampton. And Nigel Adkins.
What a lovely story. I like unhappy endings. Can you tell me another?
Okay, well, once upon a time, there used to be a team called Sunderland.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. With a sponsorship contract up for renewal, Jess is meeting with current sponsor iBet and their Chinese Chief Operating Officer Yang Fen and Marketing Director Sun Wei.
Do you recall, Miss Tate, when we said we are going to take over the Asian market?
I vaguely recall it.
Yes, well, we haven't.
Oh.
It's unfortunate that in this case our gamble didn't pay off. It is what Alanis Morissette would call ironic.
Well, this is why we should re-sign the contract and push the brand even further for the next cycle.
Miss Tate, have you ever been to China?
Yes, on business.
Did you happen to see an Ashley shirt being worn in China at all?
No.
Not a single one?
Not a single one.
Shit. Okay, no problem. Just checking.
We have had this contract for 2 years. And I have seen 8 Ashwood shirts in China.
Well, that's not too bad.
Well, one was mine, and my son has 2. So I have seen 5, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's like when you drive an old car that everybody has forgotten about, then you drive past someone else in the same car, and you both get excited and wave. That is what it is like wearing an Ashwood shirt.
It's a miserable existence, Miss Tate.
So fucking miserable.
Can we discuss the renewal of the contract?
We feel that the brand is actually being damaged by the conduct of Ashwood City in these recent weeks.
Our focus groups love Dan Watson, Miss Tate.
I see.
And we are concerned that we still have no new coach to promote.
This is being sorted. There will be a new coach watching on tomorrow.
You can promise that, Miss Tate?
Yeah, go on then.
Good. Some good news out of Ashwood at last. Fuck's sake.
Anyway, we spoke with Mr. Lewis.
You what?
We had a meeting with Hutch Lewis when he came to China, and he has a proposition for us.
Which is?
In the next home game, which is tomorrow, yes?
Yes, against West Ham.
I love West Ham. Anatovic Fabianski.
Mark Noble.
Mark Noble. What a team. What a stadium. Can Ashwood get a stadium like that?
We'll have to see if the local council fancy a bid for the Olympics.
Excellent. Fucking excellent. Note that down, son. Miss Tate, I'm going to cut the shit.
Okay.
This new coach will unveil to the crowd in the 88th minute. He will hold the Ashwood shirt with IBET on the front and back. It will have his name with number 88 on it.
Hutch Lewis told you this.
His sports analyst expert said it's the best way to promote the brand whilst having live TV coverage.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble grasping exactly what is expected of us here.
What's the problem?
You want us to introduce our new head coach at the 88th minute of the game. As in, whilst the game is still underway.
Correct.
Correct.
Why the 88th minute?
8 is a lucky number.
Why not the 8th minute?
Because we won the fucking 88th! It's lucky!
Right, but if we're 8-0 down after 88 minutes...
Miss Tate, if Ashwood can do this for us, the new contract is guaranteed. Does that make our request clearer?
Sort of. Excuse me, I just need to make a call.
As Woody and Patrick wait in the Olympique Marseille offices, the French club's chief executive, who previously agreed to Ashwood's meeting with their manager, is having second thoughts.
Right, now this is taking the piss.
Pardon? Excusez-moi, is Monsieur Auclair ready for us? Marcel Auclair?
Well, either your French is shite or your English is shite.
Yeah, well, that receptionist is ignoring us.
Patrick, we've been here an hour and a half and nothing. 90 minutes and nada. It's like when I go to nightclubs or when Ash would go to the fucking Etihad.
Look, I don't understand. I agreed with Marcel that we were going to have a meeting with him and Felix.
Who the fuck is Felix?
Felix Grosjean, Marseille manager, the entire reason we're here.
Ah, right, of course. Well, Felix spends every hour at the training ground, so they say.
Oh, that's what they say, do they?
Maybe he's down there.
Well, good for him. I need him up here. We've got to get back tonight. We've got the West Ham game tomorrow.
Maybe he's not going to manage that, is
he? No, but we can do a big introduction, you know, a little wave from Felix. Bonjour, Felix. All that shit. Then an international break where hopefully he can become fluent in the most complex language on Earth.
I can see that fella in his office through the glass.
God, it's unbelievable.
I'm speaking to him.
Woody!
Hey, you! Marcel! This is a stick-up! Open this door, give us your fucking manager!
Who is this?
It's me!
Who's me?
Ben Mee from Burnley. Je m'appelle Ben Mee.
I don't understand.
So, Monsieur Auclair, it's Patrick Nolan from Ashwood City in England. We spoke on the phone, yeah, about Felix Grosjean.
I remember.
Okay, great, great. So could you, you know, let us in, please?
No.
Sorry?
I cannot let you in.
God, it's an office, not a customs union. I thought we discussed how we could help with Felix's contract.
Mr. Nolan, I do apologize, but we can no longer do business with you.
Marseille, that again?
Excuse my French, but what the fuck is he talking about?
You see, Felix Grosjean is a very popular figure at Olympique de Marseille.
So is Joey Barton, so fucking what?
Well, if he wasn't popular, pal, we wouldn't fucking be here.
Yeah, well, we might.
Aye, we might.
When I spoke to you, Mr. Nolan, I maybe misjudged that. And I am sorry.
Misjudged it? You told me to fly out here. You booked the fucking ticket and the cab from the airport.
It was my mistake. I apologize.
Well, no.
Sorry.
Yeah, you heard me. I said no. We've come all this way and we're not leaving.
Donald.
I'm staying here until I get Felix Grosjean.
Patrick is calling someone.
Yeah, and you can call security if you want. Yeah, we'll have the right sort out here. And you can pair up if you'd like. And you can bring your fucking dinner.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As negotiations for Felix Grosjean collapse, Ashwood are now forced to speak with the Frenchman direct without the assistance or consent of Olympique Marseille. Failing that, they will look at other alternatives.
The fan forums are saying we're going for Carlo Ancelotti.
They're saying what?
They reckon we're getting Ancelotti.
I can't even get hold of a French bloke I first heard about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, come on, you've heard of Felix Grosjean before that?
No.
Won the French Cup with Auxerre in 97.
Oh my God, that Felix Grosjean. Totes fucking amazeballs.
I'm warming to the idea of Felix Grosjean now.
Yeah, well, I'm fucking glad. If only you hadn't been forcibly removed from the premises of Olympique Marseille, you'd be happy.
Doing your best John Sitton impression will do that, Patrick.
All right, I got angry.
Let's just get any old foreign manager whilst we're here.
Okay, point one out to me and I'll go and chatter up. I don't care.
Most people just think you've done your homework and hired a real talent, but who fucking knows?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, Javi Gracia. I couldn't pick him out in a lineup. And I'm a sporting director. One of the better sporting directors.
Shh.
You don't think I'm one of the better ones?
No, Woody, turn around. Okay, don't make it look obvious, but I think my man just walked into this restaurant.
Where is he?
He's behind you.
He's behind me?
What is this, a fucking pantomime?
Oh, no, it isn't.
Woody, just look, please. I need your confirmation.
Well, is he at my 5 o'clock or my 7 o'clock? Give me a clue. Well,
kind of eight o'clock, just after 8.
After 8? All because the lady loves.
That's Milk Tray.
Milk Tray Bien.
Okay, he's at a table by himself. Blue blazer, glasses, roll neck on like the Milk Tray Man.
Right, okay. Blue blazer, glasses, roll neck.
Okay, do it natural. I don't want him to see because then it's obvious.
All right. Aye, that's your man.
Oh my God, he's here.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. Should I go over and say something or is that desperate?
Of course it's desperate, but that's only because you are desperate.
Well, I'm not desperate.
Yeah, you are,
but I am not.
When was the last time you chatted up a manager?
I'm sorry?
Last time you did it. Come on.
What was Dan last November?
I did that.
Yeah, but I authorised.
Aye, but you didn't go and chat him up, did you? I did.
Does my hair look okay?
Aye, beautiful, pal.
Okay, what do I say when I'm over there?
Well, unless it's in French, absolutely fuck all,
oh,
I think.
Oh, fuck, forgot about that. Fuck.
Here you go.
Aidez-nous, s'il vous plaît, aidez-nous. Nous avons Weston demain. Aidez-moi.
Google Translate, pal. I got your back.
What did it say then?
It said, help us, please God, help us. We've got West Ham tomorrow, help.
Can you save that message?
Will do.
Right, okay, here we go. Give me the phone. I'm going over. Wish me luck.
You go get her, pal.
In an effort to find an occasion for the 88th minute presentation that will satisfy the die-hard fanbase, Jess has contacted Ashwood Club historian Philip Parry.
An 88th minute presentation? I don't want to be part of this.
Well, you're not, Philip. Unless it was a presentation for Underwhelming Nerd of the Year or Top 10 Mum's Basement Dwellers of the UK.
I'm married and I live in a semi-detached.
Show off.
Can I go now, Jess?
Nope, this isn't my idea, Philip. It's from above.
I didn't know you were religious.
We're doing the 88th minute presentation again. Not my idea.
Well, the club was founded in 1888, so 88 is significant in that respect.
We're going to need more than that. We were founded in the September. It's October
well,
now.
Yes, but Dartley Park didn't host its first game until the 6th of October 1888, so it'll be 130 years to the day on Saturday.
Philip, I could kiss you, but let's keep that virginity intact, like all your collectible Star Wars figurines still in their boxes.
They're Star Trek. And also, if I haven't made this clear enough already, an 88th minute presentation is madness.
Over and out, Scotty.
You mean beam me up, Scotty.
Guys, we have a deal. There will be an 88th minute presentation to reveal the heavily sponsored shirt, and it will be in the name of the 130th anniversary of our first home game.
About fucking time.
I bet we'd be privileged to renew their deal with Ashwood City. Just don't fuck anything else up.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How'd it go?
Not as well as I'd hoped.
Handjob?
Not even a handshake.
My pal, you fluff your lines.
Why would I fluff my lines? My lines have been delivered by Siri.
It's not Siri, it's Google.
Yeah, whatever.
I can send you over there with Siri if you want.
No.
Right. Shall we head off?
Head off?
Aye, get cracking.
So, Woody, I don't know if the consequences of us returning back to the UK without a manager have sunk in.
Head coach.
Whatever.
Well, what happened to Moisey? I thought it was this guy or Moisey.
There is no Moisey.
What are you talking about?
I haven't spoken to him. I haven't made contact. I haven't inquired. I haven't interviewed. People just started talking about him, so I pretended like he was an option.
Are you kidding me? Are you Brian kidding me?
I wish I was. God, I need a drink. I
keep trying to flag the waitress, but she keeps giving me a blank.
God, what I'd kill for a Sauvignon Blanc.
I'm going to order a cabbage.
You're going to order a cabbage?
If you throw a cabbage at a manager hard enough, there's a 100% chance he'll be sacked, and the statistics will back that up.
Yeah, well,
look, I've got an idea, and it's going to sound a little mad when I say it out loud here in Marseille.
Well, if you could do me a favour and say it out loud here in Marseille, I'd appreciate that.
He wants the job, right?
Yeah, he's been told we're interested. He just wanted Marseille to give him permission.
Then how about it? We wait for him to leave and we just go over there and take him.
Take him where?
To Ashwood in Kent.
To Ashwood in Kent. Okay. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Look, he wants to come. He just doesn't know who we are.
But what if it isn't him, Woody? What if we just kidnap an elderly Frenchman?
Let me look again.
Woody, don't turn around again.
But fine. Does he have a moustache?
What is this? Guess who?
Well, does he?
Yes.
Aye then, it's him. He just needs to know that we're from Ashwood, his new favourite club. We'll go over there, show him a picture of you at the club or something and take him.
Take him?
Aye. Like Liam Neeson's daughter. That was in France. Maybe it's a thing out here.
Yeah, you're right, Woody. Maybe, just maybe, managerial abduction is a thing over here on the continent. You know, a bit of head coach trafficking. How fucking avant-garde.
Fine. It's a wasted trip, and all we're going back with is a giant fucking Toblerone.
Oh, yeah, well, let's remedy that by kidnapping a 62-year-old man.
You're just saying.
Good God, Maud.
It would be pretty easy, you know. He's on his own. Nip over there, slip outside with him, grab a car...
You're talking about it like I'm nicking cutlery.
It's easier than nicking cutlery. It's a bloke who wants to come and work for us.
Oh, does he now? Then please, slip him into your duffel bag and we'll be on our way.
Who's that?
At this rate, Liam Neeson, but fortunately for us, it's Jess Tate. Patrick Tateman, what can I do for you?
I've sorted it.
Yeah, what's the offer?
I'm going to email it to you. Are you on your way back? I've got a spot in the stand for Felix where the cameras can get a good shot of him versus West Ham, and we'll sit around him.
Well, we'll be sat around an empty seat, Jess, so I'd cancel those arrangements.
Why exactly will we be sat around an empty seat, Patrick? Does Felix have an invisibility cloak, or is he one of the borrowers?
Neither. Marseille want us to do it the hard way.
They denied permission.
Yeah, correct.
You said this was all prearranged.
It was prearranged, then it was pre-fucked, fucked, and now it's post-fucked.
Go back in and renegotiate.
The negotiation proceedings involve myself and Woody being thrown from the building like something out of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You have to go again. They're playing cards. football.
Well, fuck him. We're playing football tomorrow.
Patrick, you have to get him. Otherwise, I will find you and I will kill you.
Tell her my idea.
No, Woody.
Go on.
What's the Scottish Hitler saying?
He wants me to share his idea.
Which is...
Okay. We're in a restaurant, and Felix is dining alone, and Woody wants me to abduct him.
Abduct him?
Yes, he wants me to escort him out of the restaurant into a cab, and then back to Ashwood.
I don't hate the idea.
But you don't.
I'm okay with it.
Yes, she's okay with it.
She seems to be. Okay, look, Jess, I'll call you later, okay?
You know why she's okay with it, right?
Why is that, Woody?
Because she's a villain.
She's a villain, what? She supports Aston Villa?
No, she's an evil superhero. Well,
that's the nicest thing you've ever said about her.
When she was young, she was bitten by a radioactive asshole. Now she's like a super asshole.
Well, thank you for that analysis.
You're welcome. Now, you grab the bill, I'll grab the coach.
Oh, God, anything to get out of pain.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do my bit.
So we're doing this, then? Are we? This is what we've come to.
C'est la vie, big man. Pardon, Monsieur Grosjean.
Excuse me, check, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just approaching Gatwick Airport and we'll begin our descent shortly, upon which we will illuminate the seatbelt sign.
You hear that, Felix, pal? Seatbelt. I like him.
Do you? I'm glad.
Looking forward to the West Ham game now.
Well, he's not managing in it, Woody. There isn't the time.
No, I know. I just mean the occasion, the start of the Grosjean era.
Yeah, you want to know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
Not being met on the tarmac by bloody Interpol.
Oh, that's exciting too.
Yeah, I need to speak to Liam properly this time too.
Nice.
That Brightwell.
Oh, right. Are you firing him?
Nah. No, I'll probably give him back his under-23s.
Aye, and park the bus tomorrow, methinks.
Yeah, park this plane if we could.
I'd offer my cockpit skills again, but I know what you'll see.
Well, from what I can see, there's no sirens on the ground, but if I do spot any, then feel free. Just make sure I don't survive.
Well, chances like that from Yarmolenko summing up exactly what West Ham have brought to this fixture. It remains Ashwood City 1, West Ham United 0, courtesy of an Ivan Lloyd penalty on 23 minutes. We're now on the 88th minute.
And this is interesting, actually. Some applause here now. I should say the commentators, along with all press, receive media packs from the club beforehand, and we're told that to commemorate 130 years since the first home game, Ashwood will unveil their new manager. And there he is. Like clockwork, Felix Grosjean. A fair bit of silverware to his name, managed France briefly, of course. And there you see him holding the Ashwood shirt aloft. 88 on the back, of course.
Oh my word!
Omar Arnautovic has scored what I can only describe as the goal of a decade.
I'm rubbing my eyes here. Has he done what I think he's just done? That is absolutely stunning.
I cannot believe to attempt an overhead kick from that distance is something. To actually score it is unfathomable. There is technique and then there is out-of-this-world grandiosity epitomised in Marko Arnautovic.
Let's get to these replays now. Never mind these celebrations. Let's see that goal again. Look at that. That's going to be... What's that? 35 yards out. And the ball is coming down. He doesn't even take his eyes off the ball. The ball is coming down over his head. And he's sprung up into the air. And he's pulled off the most remarkable overhead kick I've ever seen. How he's got that height. And he's hit it with such pace. And such strength on it. And he's flown top corner. Keeper has not even looked at it. Keeper hasn't even registered what's going on. Look at that. It's taken the net off. I simply cannot believe what I've seen. It is vital you remember exactly where you are right now. Where were you when you saw Marko Arnautovic score that goal? You will see this over and over again as long as you shall live. And I tell you what, it could be worse. That is absolutely sublime. And can't remember what we were discussing before that goal, but that really is wow. I cannot believe what I've seen.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter @AshwoodCity.
This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.